بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مراجعة بدرجاه قاضي الحاجات اسمه وبلاو الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت هذا شاكي محمد اختصب نور الله مركته. اے خدا اے خالق کون و مکان ہے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان، تو نے یہ پیدا کیا سارا جہاں اپنے بندوں کے لیے اے شاہ جان، اے خدا اے خالق کون و مکان ہے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان، اور بندوں کو چنا اپنے لیے اپنی طاعت اور الفت کے لیے، اے خدا اے پاک رب بے نیاز، اپنے بندوں کا ہے تو ہی کارساز، اے خدا اے خالق کون و مکان ہے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان، صدقہ تیری رحمت زخار کا، صدقہ تیرے سید الابرار کا، صلی اللہ، صدقہ سب اصحاب کا اور آل کا، صدقہ کل اقطاب کا ابدال کا، صدقہ اس امت کے ہر نباز کا، صدقہ میرے مرشد فیاض کا، اے خدا اے پاک اپنے فضل سے چن لے مجھ کو آخرت کے واسطے، اے خدا اے پاک اے رب العباد، تیرے ہی محتاج ہیں سارے عباد، ہم نے گو گستاخیاں کی راہ میں، گو گرے ہم معصیت کے چاہ میں، لیگ اب ہے اشک بار و شرم سار، اپنے کرتوتوں پہ اے پروردگار، تیری رحمت سے ہمارا انفعال ہو قبول بارگاہ ذوالجلال، اے خدا اے خالق کون و مکان ہے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان، کرنا واپس تو مجھے دربار سے، ہوں میں بہراور تیری سرکار سے، جس کو تو چاہے کرے اپنا ولی، تو نہیں پابند فن کا اے غنی، جوش میں آئے جو دریا رحم کا، گبر صد سالہ فخر اولیاء، صدقہ رحمت واسعہ کا اے کریم، عفو فرما میرے عصیان عظیم، صدقہ رحمت واسعہ کا اے کریم، عفو فرما میرے عصیان عظیم، بیس میں ہوں پاک بازوں کے تیرے، بیس میں ہوں پاک بازوں کے تیرے، گو نہیں اعمال ایسے ہیں میرے، نقل کی برکت سے لیکن اے خدا، اپنے پاکوں سے نہ کر ہم کو جدا، اے خدا تابے رہوں تیرا صدا, ہو نہ میرا نفس میرا مقتدا. اے خدا اے پاک اے پروردگار, سخت دشمن ہے ہمارا نفس مار, گر نہ ہوئے فضل تیرا اے کریم, ہم رہے بس ننگ شیطان الرجیم, گر ہو تیرا فضل اے رب رحیم, جان صدیقہ ہو یہ جان سقیم, ہم کری ہے نفس بد ابلیس کا, ہے کام ہے اس کا محض تبلیس کا, کشمکش میں پڑ گئی جان حزین, العیاذ نفس بد بئس القرین, تیری جانب سے نہ ہو رحمت اگر, ہر قدم میرا پڑے سوئے سفر, صدقہ تیرے جذب کا اے شاہ جان, صدقہ شان یجتبی بر بندگان, جان مہجوراں کو از راہ نہاں, جذب کر لے اے میرے جذاب جان. اے خدا اے پاک اے پروردگار, جز تیرے ناصر کوئی نہ میرا یار, ہم ضعیف و عاجزوں کو اے خدا, دستگیری کا تیری ہے آسرا, آپ کی عظمت کا حق میرے الہ, کچھ نہیں مجھ سے ادا ہوتا ہے آ, اے خدا اے صاحب حلم عظیم, بخش دے میرے گناہان عظیم, صدقہ فیض مرشد عبد الغنی, دے مجھے اپنے سے تو کچھ آگہی, بہر فیض پھول پوری شاہ کے, تو عطا کر مجھ کو نارے آرے آہ کے, پار کر دے اے خدا کشتی میری, بحر فیض مرشد عبد الغنی, جو تڑپ مچھلی کو ہے پانی بغیر, دے تڑپ اس سے سوا سوا اپنے بغیر, قرب کی لذت چکھا کر اے خدا, رنج دوری میں نہ کر پھر مبتلا, یار شب کو روز مہجوری نہ دے, جان قرب دیدہ کو دوری نہ دے, یار شب کو روز مہجوری نہ دے, جان قربت دیدہ کو دوری نہ دے, نہ دے, اے خدا اے خالق کون و مکان, ہے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان, بے مشقت یہ ہوس گوش و جرم کو جرم ہے, مجھ کو اس نالائقی پر شرم ہے, پر خدا وندہ کہاں جاؤں بھلا, کیا کوئی در ہے تیرے در کے سوا, ہمت و محنت کی توفیق عمل, سب تیرے محتاج ہیں اے عز و جل, جس کو تیری راہ سے جو بھی ملا, وہ تیرے دست کرم سے ہی ملا, ناخن تدبیر گس جانے کے بعد, پردائے اسباب جل جانے کے بعد, بس تیری جانب ہے اب میری نگاہ, ناؤ میری پار ہو میرے الہ. معصیت کی ذلتوں سے اے خدا, ہو نہ رسوا بندہ عاجز تیرا, باب رحمت پر تیرے اے شاہ جان, دے رہا ہوں دستک آہو فغاں, کٹ گئی ایک عمر میری اس طرح, مضطرب ہو مرغ بسمل جس طرح, تیری رحمت کا اگر ہو فتح باب, بندہ عاجز تیرا ہو کامیاب. آہ رہ سکتا ہے کب کوئی حجاب, فضل کا تیرے جو نکلے آفتاب. اے خداوندہ تیرے افضال سے, طالب رحمت ہے ہم بد حال سے, مانگتا ہوں تجھ سے تیرے فضل کو, واسطہ اس فضل کا خود فضل ہو. دین ہی کی چاکری تو کر نصیب, یاد ہی میں رکھ تو اپنی اے حبیب. جز بذکر خیش مشغولم کن, از کرم از عشق معزولم کن. اے خدا اے خالق کون و مکان, ہے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان. تو نے یہ پیدا کیا سارا جہاں, اپنے بندوں کے لیے اے شاہ جان, اور بندوں کو چنا اپنے لیے, اپنی طاعت اور الفت کے لیے.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم, ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم, يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه, فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. We had mashura now about the Islahi Jalsa, etc., and a review of it, and also what should be done better in future, inshallah. With regard to that, one important point that also came to mind, from which we have to take a great lesson, that we had three brothers from Sri Lanka who just came for the Islahi Jalsa. We who are here, and of them, one comes regularly by Abdul Ahad, but he made effort on the other two also. And like, for example, how much did we make effort in Azadwal for the Islahi Jalsa? For today's program, who of us invited one person? Just an invitation that we're having a program, you must come. How did we invite somebody? From our towns, did we invite somebody? Brothers all the way from Paris came just for the Islahi Jalsa. Imagine from where they come. And we sitting here, and we are not taking advantage of it. And for ourselves, and how much did we invite anyone else? One phone call, for many other things, we make phone calls, we send SMSs, everything. We got our groups for everything, and we're sending messages. But for this, ask ourselves, and from there we can see how much fikr have we got. If a person has got that fikr, then it will show out. So, and Allah Ta'ala says, Qu anfusakum, save yourself, wa ahlikum nara, and your family from the fire. So to save ourselves from the fire, to complain is very easy, that this family doing this, that people doing that, this kind of wedding they doing this, that, and Maulana, you must speak about this, you must speak about that. But the little bit that we can do, are we doing that? So we should consider how much of fikr we have got. And the figure of deen must be the biggest figure for ourselves also, our families, our friends, our town people, for the whole ummah. How much of us make dua for the ummah seriously? One is just the words, Allahumma ghfir li ummati sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is also very great. But concern for the ummah, how many of us make figure for that? Or there is a problem in our family, in our town, we try and do everything else, but how much dua do we make? So we have to develop that consciousness. How much fikr have we got? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. There is a very beautiful munajat dua of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. It's quite long. We'll try and do it shortly, though there are such things that need a lot of explanation, but we'll just try and do part of it, inshallah. And this also is not only the dua, and we say Ameen, which is important and necessary, but this is how we should learn to make dua also. Eh Khuda, like for example, also one point, that our 3 days to spend the 3 days, how many of us are spending that? Or even one night, or even from Saturday Asr till Sunday Zohar. And in that also there is an opportunity, if we spend our 3 days, even if there aren't programs, that we are free from everything and we can concentrate on our ibadat, completing our ma'amulats properly, making our dua properly. So brothers should try and come. And I asked Maulana Ridwan Kaji, Mufti Muhammad Desai also, that keep a register of the brothers who are coming and spending time, that who is spending time here, and then we can see that how our interest is increasing. So there is an occasion we can get together and we can devote ourselves more to our ibadah, to our islah, etc. E Khuda, E Khaliq, E Kaun O Makan. Yes, see how Hadrat has captured this, the creator of time and place. that creator of time also, which we our mind doesn't go to ever, that time is a thing which Allah has created. And that is a whole bayan we normally give on that, the importance of time, etc. He teri ta'arif se qasir zuban. Our tongues, la uhsi thanan alik. I cannot praise you enough as you have to be praised. Also from our monthly majlis, see the brothers who come all the way from Escort, from Botswana, from where they come, from Komatipur, different places. So they have that fikr, and we who are around here, how much fikr do we make? Mana Muhammad, Mana Ahmad, right all the way from Maritzburg, from different places, brothers are coming. And we, like Hadraji Mana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, under the candle it is dark. The people from far are coming, but people from near, we don't have that concern, that fikr. We should have that fikr, inshallah. Tune ye paida kya hai sara jahan. You have created this. Think of it, how Allah has created the whole world. Not only words. If we just make one small thing, then we admire it. Oh, I did this. We wrote up something. A child makes a drawing. The child is happy. We praise the child. Allah who created the entire creation. And we don't notice it also. If the child has done some drawing, something, and we don't notice it, the child feels offended. And Allah who has done all this, but we don't notice it. Apne bando ke liye e shah-e-jaan. And you created all this. You are shah-e-jaan, the king of the worlds. But you created it for small, insignificant people like us. For me, you created all this. The whole sky you created for me. The sun, the moon, the earth, the rains, the blowing of the winds. Oh Allah, what and what haven't you created for me? What vegetables you have made? What types of fish you have made? Poultry and mutton and all. What, oh Allah, what haven't you done for me? So if a person thinks of this, what closeness he will get of Allah, he'll recognize Allah, he'll appreciate, and Allah blesses such a person. Aur bando ko chuna apne liye. You did all this for us, and you made us for you. Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum, wa antum khuliqtum lil-akhirah. And also, people who have any types of problems, and we try and solve our problems medical field. Psychological in psychological field, everything, law problem with the courts. But the greatest thing, the problems come from Allah. And on account of us, Allah doesn't make zulm on anyone, just sends a problem to anyone for nothing. There is a reason. When a problem comes to you, there is a reason for that problem. And to sort out that problem, the solution of the problem is also only by Allah. It isn't anywhere else. And this is exactly like a person lost his gold coin in his hut, in his tent shanty, and is looking for it under the bright lights. You can look for it there till the cows go home. It's not there. The way you'll find it is in your tent shanty. Today, our problems, we're looking it in the bright lights of the hospitals, the bright lights of the offices and the surgeries of the psychologists and the physiotherapists and all big, big words everywhere. But the problem lies, the solution is in our deen. How much we get closer to Allah, we need Allah's rahmat. Only that can solve our problem. Nothing else can solve our problem. And Allah's rahmat is not difficult at all. 5 times namaz regularly. Wad jamaat properly. And then our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Qaza namazes we got, make sure we're making our qaza namazes. We got the rights of Allah, rozas qaza, rights of people on us, money, etc. We have wronged people, we have abused people, we have to correct all that. Then our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our Yasin, our 3 tasbihat, 3rd kalima, durood Sharif, istighfar. If not the full, even 10 times, even just 20 times, 5 times, do this and Allah's rahmat will serve. And when Allah's rahmat will come, you'll see you go off your medication also. Because when Allah's rahmat will come, you'll see yourself, you'll be shocked how problems will get solved also. Maulana Khalid Sumru, when he was here, he gave bayan here, and he explained that in the Sahaba, one Sahabi had done something wrong to another one. And eye for an eye in Sharia. Al-aynu bil-ayni, wal-udhun bil-udhun, wa-sinna bil-sin. The like recompense you must give. So he came to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in asking for some loophole, clemency, mercy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's the law. They want to take your like recompense. It's their full right. Then he said, no. And he pleaded with Allah, pleaded with Allah. Those people came, they say, we made maaf. So our connection with Allah has to be right. That person's heart is in Allah's hands. And everything, all our bimaris are also from Allah, though we don't say. And the cure for it is also, and Allah doesn't forget any of his banda. If we have done wrong, he doesn't forget. And if Allah wants to, he sends that punishment or that problem accordingly. And if you remember Allah again, now you make tawbah, istighfar, you turn to Allah. Allah can't forget you. Allah can't overlook you. Allah will know, and Allah will send the solution to it. So we put our connection with Allah is required. Apni ta'at aur ulfat ke liye, you have chosen the creation. You have created everything for the creation, and the creation you have created for you, for your obedience and to get your love. Obedience is also there, which is absolutely essential, which is great. But if it is with the flavor and with the spice of love, that obedience becomes an enjoyment. It's not a duty anymore, but it's a pleasure. Whatever you do for somebody, one, you do it as a duty. And one, you do it in love. There is a world of difference between the two. And if we get the love of Allah, that is also required. Ey Khudai Pak, Rabbi Be Niyaz, O Allah, who is pure of everything and totally independent. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Allah doesn't get impressed with our ibadat, with our obedience. We mustn't try and impress Allah that I'm so pious, I'm so holy. Some of us feel like that. Though we don't show it, but that I do so much of deen's work. I'm so holy. Allah is not in need of anything whatsoever. Apne bando ka hai tu hi karsaz. You are the sole doer of everything for your creation, for your bandas. We think I do this or I do that, or I'll tell somebody to do this. The doer is none other but Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate is that person who doesn't see the puppets on the stage, but who is pulling the strings of the puppets from behind, who can see that. They are the ones who have got wisdom and intelligence, not the ones who make the puppets and who just see the outward show, but who is pulling the strings from the back. Everything is in Allah Ta'ala's hand. Sadqa teri rahmat-e zakhar ka. O Allah, I seek from your mercy, your treasures of mercy in the sadqa of that, in the sifarish of that, in the wasila of that. I'm begging of you. Sadqa teri sayyidul abrar ka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the sifarish, and in the sadqa and the love that you have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm asking you, sadqa sab ashab ka aur al ka. This is how we must make dua. Use this intercession of all these people. It's not just to be read or something, but our duas must be made like this. O Allah, in the sadqa of all the sahaba and the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadqa kul aqtab ka abdal ka. All the qutub and the abdal, the extremely pious servants of Allah, in their wasila. And I'm asking you, O Allah, in their sadqa, that you accept this duas of mine. Sadqa is ummat ke har nabbaz ka. And in the sadqa of every person of this ummat who's got his finger on the pulse of the ummat. And he knows exactly where the problems are. He's not fooled by the outside things. Whatever it can be, big, big words, medical terms and psychological terms, he knows everything is from you. So those people who have realized this reality and they can see where the problems are and where the solutions are, they are very few. Otherwise, good learned people also, we see our solution in university education. We see our solution in big, big businesses, in big, big things of pictures of this dunya, all that. Going for holidays and more exclusive and more expensive holidays. In there we see our solution. Those who know that this all lies in connection with you.
صدقہ میرے مرشد فیاض کا, اینڈ دین صدقہ آف مائی شیخ. اے خدا پاک اپنے فضل سے, اینڈ دین او اللہ آفٹر آل دس یور فضل چن لے مجھ کو آخرت کے واسطے. آفٹر آل دس واٹ از دا دعا؟ ناٹ اے نیو موٹر کا, ناٹ دیٹ آئی مسٹ گیٹ سی شفا فرام دس بیماری اور اینی تھنگ. آفٹر آل دس دیٹ میک می ون آف آخرت. Let the akhirat's fikr be my fikr. Let the qabr's fikr be my fikr. What will be my condition in the qabr? What will be my condition on the day of qiyamah? Hum aise rahe ya ke waise raha rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Yeah, the whole world can respect us. Yeah, we can live, we can be drowning in money and in luxury we can be drowning. But what will be my condition in my qabr? What will be my condition on the day of Qiyamah? That is the thing to be worried about. Ey Khudai Pak, Ey Rabbul Ibad, O Allah who is pure, O Allah who is the Rabb, the creator, nourisher, sustainer, controller, to whom all the creation is going to return. Allah Ta'ala, Teri hi muhtaj hai sare ubad. All the people who are making so much ibadat also, we are all in need of you, only in need of you. And if this reality comes, I'm not in need of anyone or anything, only in need of you, Allah also treats a person accordingly. Like we mentioned last night, that a young Saudi girl who was getting married, and she put off everything to please Allah, and Allah, she showed her love to Allah, Allah showed his love and took her in sajda. Now what, how lot enjoyment she's getting. Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali, my brother-in-law, his wife saw a dream that himself and Maulana and Mr. Ahmed Esak, who was here in Maheen Street, his daughter is in America, they are here, and they are all from Leslie. So she saw that they are sitting on the beach and they are enjoying there, having a wonderful time. So Mr. Esak's wife, she said, yeah, we worry about them. They're busy enjoying them. So this is the reality. That is the life to worry about. Yeah, we, Maulana Ahmed Sidat Sahib, before his father passed, father-in-law passed away 2 days or so. He saw him in a dream, and Maulana Ahmed Sidat in the dream told him, what you wasting time? Come away, yeah. Enjoyment is yeah. Yeah, we wasting our time and we think we are enjoying, yeah. That is the real life. That may Allah take us with iman, and if Allah take us with forgiving all our gunas straight away, into what pleasure and enjoyment. There is no more going to job, no more arguments with anyone, no more being on duty, no more worry, no namaz also, no nothing, just enjoyment, and that is the life to go to. So Allah has put us here, chun le mujhko akhirat ke waste. Make me that I prepare for that. اے خدا پاک, اے رب العباد, تیرے ہی محتاج ہے سارے عباد. ہم نے گستاخیہ کی راہ میں, we admit, oh Allah, we did wrong. We have been very, very disrespectful and we have done great wrongs. گو کرے ہم معصیت کی چاہ, گو گرے ہم معصیت کی چاہ میں. Even if we have fallen in the well, in the hole of sin, لیکن اب ہے اشکبار و شرم سار. But now we are full of tears. We are extremely sorrowful, sad of what we have done after so many of your favors and your ni'mat. And this is our attitude from our side. A total, we're not even inclined towards Allah. No feeling for Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us. Apne kartooton pe e parwardigar, on all our wrongs and our evils that we have done. تیری رحمت سے ہمارا انفعال, or by your mercy, O Allah, ہمارا انفعال. That Allah Ta'ala, we get influenced by things very easily. Anger overtakes us and we do things wrong in our anger, which we would never say that word, but in our anger. Somebody's love overtakes us and we do things wrong in that love. Our passion overtakes us and we do wrong in that passion. So Allah is free of that. No, anger cannot overpower Allah. That Allah now doesn't, he's very angry and na'uzubillah, Allah doesn't know what he's doing and he's doing this. Or Allah, passion overtakes Allah. Nothing can overtake Allah. So Allah is free of that. We are such that we get influenced very quickly. Somebody flatters you, you become a fool and you're overtaken by that. Anyone criticizes you and your anger goes up and you can't take it. We get influenced by this. Allah Ta'ala is totally free of that. Ho qabool bargahe dhul jalal. Oh Allah, accept from us. We are weak and whatever our weaknesses are, but you in your mercy accept from us. Karna wapas tu mujhe darbar se. Do not return me from your court, O Allah. When as karam as ishq ma'zulam makun, O Allah, by your mercy and your kindness, don't ever deprive me of your love, O Allah. As karam as ishq ma'zulam makun, zikr bajuz khesh majghulam makun. And only let me remember you always. Save me from the deep remembrance of other things. That now we forgot Allah. We're so busy in this year. We're so busy in that. In our food, in this and that. And we forget. Save me from. Let me always remember you. Hu me behrawar teri sarkar se. Oh Allah, shower your mercies of your kingdom. Shower your mercies upon me all the time. Jisko tu chahe kare apna wali. Who you want to, you make your wali. If you want to, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born in an idol temple. And Allah made him Siddiq. Abu Jahl was born in Kaaba Sharif. And he became that. So Allah is so independent. Allah, he is not in need of anything or anyone whatsoever. Jisko tu chahe kar le apna wali. And how many people were right, not in the gutters, were not in the drains, there was no sign of them. Allah made them his wali. So beg of Allah, tu nahi paban fan ka e ghani. You are not regulated that you have to know this how to make somebody a wali. Who you want to, in 1 second you make him your wali. The worst, and also remember, the greatest wali, if Allah wants to, Allah drops him immediately. Allah is not in need of our wilayat. He's not in need of our ibadat. 1,000 years of ibadat. Shaitans, how many years of ibadat? But all immediately. So be very, very frightened of Allah. See his great mercy and fear Allah's wrath and anger. Josh mein aaye jo dariya-e rahm ka. When your mercy comes in, becomes strong. Gabar sad sala ho. Fakhre awliya. That person who was an idol worship for 100 years, he becomes the king of the awliya. He becomes the pride of the awliya. This is Allah's mercy. And there are times also, and there are places also where Allah's mercy comes into force, into josh. Tahajjud time, for example. After faras, namazes, for example. In the masjids, in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, those places, Allah's mercy is in josh. So at those places, take from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Sadqa rahmat waasi'aka e kareem. Oh Allah, I ask you of your rahmat which has got no limits. From that unlimited mercies of you, I beg you, afwa farma, meri isyan azim, forgive my great, great gunas which I have committed. Bhes me ho paakbazo ke tere. I'm in a disguise of pious people. My outward form, oh Allah, I admit, I'm just in a disguise. Go nahi aamal hai aise mere. My actions are not like that. Outwardly people think, what a big buzurg, what a pious person. By my topi, kurta, beard, etc. But my inside, I know my condition, oh Allah. Tere mehboob ke ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. I've just come with the outward form of your beloved, oh Allah. The outward sunnah. Haqiqat isko tu kar de, main surat leke aaya hoon. You make it a reality. I've only come with an outward form. This ayat I have recited of the Quran Sharif. It is the ayat of Surah Ahzab. Two ayats which have come in this surah. One is, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a beautiful sample. For who is this? Everyone won't recognize and it won't appeal to him. Those لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Those who have yaqeen on akhirat. And they want to please Allah For them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be those who are worried about their nafs and their desires and their lust. They won't look at the sample of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those who want to, who have got iman on Allah and the akhirat, those people, they will look at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want a pair of shoes, you won't go in a grocery shop. You go in a shoe shop. So if you want akhirat, you'll go in the shop of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if your niyat is not akhirat, your niyat is not Allah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sample won't appeal to you. Eh? If you go to, you want a pair of shoes, and that shop, there are no lights that day, it's dark, the shoes are not displayed properly, and the grocery shop got lot of lights, and everything is very bright in there. You go, no use going to waste time there. In that dark shop, you'll find your shoe there, what you're looking for. So if the sample of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only appeal to a person who has got iman on Allah, true iman from his heart, not only lip service, then the sample of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be important in his life. And a person who has made akhirat his object. And the Quran is Quran, Kalamullah. And if that is not in you, the Quran hasn't condemned you. It has shown you the solution. This is the beauty of the Quran. And the ijaz of the Quran, that you haven't got in you that true iman on Allah, and you want to please Allah, and you want to make him happy, then you look for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the means. Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You'll have to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the akhirat you have made your object. But if you haven't, then Allah shows the way. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Increase in your zikr. The more you will make zikr, your iman on Allah will grow. Your akhirat will come. So that is the solution. That is how we will get it. The same point again. Think of ourselves. What's the condition of my zikr? How much of zikr, how often, how paband am I with my zikr? At least, minimum, the 3 tasbihat. The other tasbih is afterwards, the other zikr. 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, that is afterwards. But my basic zikr, and a person who does his zikr, there is no doubt, Allah will create that urge in him. Akhirat, to believe in Allah. Then you will, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will have that great value. The other ayah that I read, also from the same surah. There is great connection between the two. Also in Surah Ahzab, in which Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. There are two aspects from this. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your model. See who is your model. That Allah is sending his rahmat down on him. And not rahmat-e khasa, rahmat-e khasul khasa. Not only special mercies, special mercies of Allah on his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending. And the malaika are sending all the time. And when a person has now made zikr, now he has come close to Allah, he is living in the presence of Allah, so to say. Like a person, one person was told of Islahi Jalsa, for example, monthly majlis, etc. So he came. One is a person who didn't come, who is far away. But one person, he was informed, he was encouraged, he came here. Now he came here, he said, oh, these people are all engaged in this. They are all busy with this. Let me also do it. So when a person made zikr of Allah, then his iman on Allah increased, and he made Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his role model, then that person now is like in the presence of Allah. Then he said, what's happening here? Allah is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Farishtas are sending. Let me also send. Immediately Allah, oh, you want to send? I tell you, you must send. Allah commands you to send. Such a great thing. Now you became interested. Now you will get there. So by following the sunnats, you will come into the mercies of Allah also. So that is the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nobody is going to become a Rasul. It's out of the question. But when you will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's special mercy is going to fall on you also. You will realize that Allah is sending, so high is his position. I must also send. And you'll start sending durood. And by the barakat of durood, sunnats will also come in your life. And as sunnats will come, Allah's mercy is going to descend. And when Allah's mercies will come, your financial problems are going to evaporate. When it's dark in the room, you don't have to go and call some people to come and put light here or anything. You just that switch, you press it. And when the light comes, Where the darkness went, you don't know. You don't have to take a stick and fight against the darkness. You don't have to make big bayans for the darkness. Get out from here. I don't like you, darkness. You are dark. I hate you. Get out from here. No, you just press. So just press the switch of Allah's rahmat. Those amal which will bring Allah's rahmat. And see how your problems will evaporate. Whether it's your financial, domestic problems, health problems. We seek all other things, but we don't seek the mercy of Allah. That is by which Allah will make. And this is Darul Asbab. Then the asbab, Allah will make it all. Just come, it will just flow in your favor. And easily all your things will be done. But what we have to do is connect with Allah. But unfortunately, we do everything else besides connecting with Allah. Our namazes, we haphazardly rushing through it and just making it like that. Tilawat also we know is not in order. Zikr is not in order. How is Allah's mercy going to come? That is where we will get the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says that, believers, you also send mercy, durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the surah, Suratul Ahzab, it is named after the battle of Ahzab, the battle of the trench, which is mentioned in detail in the surah. And yet the central theme of the surah is don't cause hurt, injury, inconvenience to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the central theme. And that is the message that is being given. So we have to consider ourselves by our action. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Jews, the Kuffar, Mushriks, how lot of hurt they had caused. And Allah says clearly, warns them against us. Then the Munafiqeen. And don't think the Munafiqeen were one group that was known. Just as we are sitting here, they also used to sit like this. And those, Allahu Akbar, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, when he fought the British, who was the biggest Munafiq? This right-hand person who used to give him pan to eat all the time. His person that was his mu'tamad, his trust. Any private mashura also, where nobody else, he used to be there. He was the spy for the British. So there are such people, they might appear very close to you, but they are also munafiqs. And from that time till today, they are munafiqs also. And we have to check ourselves, our own sincerity. And we can play it, show it clearly, see it, what our amal, etc. That how sincere are we? Or other, are we also, the munafiqs cause great injury to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, until when Allah Ta'ala, and Huzur Sal, how he tolerated them. In the very distant battle, Tabuk, and the many munafiqs didn't go. Three genuine sahaba didn't go. The munafiqs, whatever, excuse them, no, it's all right, no matter, problem, go. But those three genuine Muslims, they had to go under an ordeal. So this is how the treatment of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He treated the munafiqs, he overlooked them. Every time he overlooked them. But when Surah Tawbah, then Allah had revealed, and this won't happen today. No wahi is going to come to anyone. The names of those, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you stand up, get out from here. You stand up, get out from here. They were sent out like that. So those who caused this injury, and see in the surah, there are great lessons. With our parents, we mustn't cause any injury to them. Today, we don't pay importance to that. Western civilization, Western education, schooling, Western way of life. Parents are parents. What they did their duty. One time we were doing gusht one place, and some of this raw type of people were walking, say, these are those people who say, Allah created you. When in fact, it is my mother, father who made me, not Allah made me. So these raw type of people. So what also they say? That they had enjoyment, I was born. I'm not indebted to them in any way whatsoever. They did all for their enjoyment, and that by that I was born. But a person who knows what the rights which the Quran has given, whether your parents sacrificed, every parent did. Mother, what she went through. She bore you within her for 9 months. And what a change in her whole biology came, in her anatomy came, how her life changed. After that, till she weaned you 2 years, what and what she didn't do for you. Your father, so Islam has given great rights to your parents. And today, how do we treat the parents? So your parents, your ustad, If we knew the value of ustads, ask ourselves that the ustad who taught me alif, ba, ta, tha, do I even make dua for him? When I read, do I read Quran Sharif? And if I do read, do I pass the sawab to him? Do I ever think of him also? These are such basic things which, if that is not there, we're not a human being. Forget being a Muslim and a mu'min. Our Shaykh, who has shown us the road to Allah Ta'ala, how much we must make. You must feel compelled. Allah gave me tawfiq many times. Satis in Karachi, sometimes two times a year I used to go, sometimes three times. So they should say, you come so much. I say, I don't come, I'm forced to come. There is no way. I have to come and pay my gratitude, show my gratitude, my appreciation. When what your Shaykh has done for you, connected you with Allah, showed you the path to Allah Ta'ala, showed you who your Nabi was, and you have got no feeling. So all that, especially these three categories, be very, very much indebted to, and don't cause any inconvenience. That is the main lesson. And in there, one level higher up, don't cause inconvenience to Allah Ta'ala also. By our thoughts, by our actions, don't hurt Allah Ta'ala. Allah did everything. Your wife, you didn't make her. You didn't create her. You married her. You paid her meher. You're giving her house. You're giving her her expenses. And then you abuse her. She feels so hurt. And she does everything for you, cooks for you, keeps your house tidy, clean, does everything. That is to that limit. Allah created you. Allah did everything. And in front of Allah, we disobey him. In front of Allah, we commit what gunas in front of Allah. So don't cause hurt to Allah Ta'ala also. And further lower down, not to any mu'min, not to any believing person, even animals, even the environment. Don't pollute the environment. Animals don't cause hurt to them. This is how a Muslim must live. So Allah gives various examples in the surah. Allah Ta'ala explains also that Allah hasn't made two hearts for a person. You can't be two-sided. La ilaha. If you want to be two-sided, you are not this side also and you are not that side also. Be one-sided, turn to Allah Ta'ala. An-Nabiyu awla bil mu'mineen min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Nabi is the most closest to the believers. Who of us feels that closest? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your iman is not complete. Said, you haven't got iman, which means your iman is not complete until the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more than what you love yourself, more than what you love your family and annas ajma'in, the whole of mankind. Who of us are anywhere near that? And that will come by durood sharif, zikr of Allah, tasbihat, zikrullah, then the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, we're going to die and we didn't make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love the greatest love in us. How many of us forget permissible things, love, which is permissible? We got haram things, love, in our lives. And we're going to die in that condition with the love of haram things. What will be our condition in the qabr? So we have to see, this is what we have to do to get that love of Allah, love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to realize that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most closest to us. And one way of doing that, اذكروا نعمة الله. Consider the ni'mats of Allah. So many. And yeah, particularly the ni'mat Allah is referring to is this battle of Ahzab, which was an alliance of the enemy. All the Jews that were expelled to Khaybar, they got ready, all the mushriks of Makkah, all the other enemies, and a whole alliance came. And Makkah, Medina Sharif at that time was more or less the Masjid al-Nabawi of today. A small little village, and a total alliance had come to, and surrounded them to annihilate Islam once and for all, to raise them to the ground and no name of Islam or Muslims be left in the world. And the whole alliance, and they were so huge in number, but Allah Ta'ala's help came in such a way that, and at that time, again, the munafiqeen, what they came, at the very most crucial part of the battle, when they were needed, everyone was needed, they came and say, we have to go home. We are fearing our family will be attacked, etc. So we have to go home. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted them, no problem, you go. So this is also we must see. And also in this, there are great lessons of how the Shaykh treats his murids. When we're just getting permission all the time, no problem, it's all right. And we are not being reprimanded, we must have fear. That we are not being treated how actually the believers are. The believers are reprimanded. They are told hardly what they have to be told. And if you are just taken lightly, then you must be feared. You must be also fearful. And Allah's Nabi, what is big akhlaq and big heart, that is how it was. And that every wali of Allah should have that qualities also to just overlook and forgive. But this they do for those who are actually the enemies. Who they understand are the snakes in the grass. That any excuse, no matter, no problem. You carry on to go. But that is not a good sign, we must understand from this year. That is how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed them. And this was a time when this in this battle, Allah says that the hearts came to the throats. The believers saw we are destroyed. Open destruction in front of your eyes. Hey, that your iman is tested. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. There the believers were tested and they were shaken, a heavy shaken. That you see yourself, the enemy is right around you. Hey? And here you are just a small group of people and you got nothing to defend, nothing to defend yourself with. At that time is your trust on Allah. Or you see with your eyes, this is what we say, seeing is believing. Hearing is deceiving. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum proved it totally the opposite. That hearing is believing. That Allah said His help will come. And Allah's help comes at the last crucial moment. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Jibreel alayhi salam came. Farishtas came. We are here to help you. And he's being catapulted into the fire now. And he sees the fire. He says, no, I don't need your help. Allah is seeing me, Allah knows my condition. Musa alayhi salam is told, take a stick and hit on the water and then you will go through with your people. People with iman only could accept it. Without iman, they say, take that stick and hit it on your head. Today we, who claim that we got iman, if we were in such conditions, we should have be proven to be the biggest kafirs and the biggest munafiqs. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. In such severe conditions, they were, today small things, insurance policy, we have to take out insurance. This thing here, this thing there, our education for our children, oh, we must have Western education. Without matric, you can't get rosy. Matric is your door to rosy. What were things? See what iman the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. That they trusted, at that time when destruction was open in front of your eyes. But they trusted in Allah. So like, and then when Allah's help came, Allahu Akbar. Such a wind came and those people couldn't even walk properly. And that wind was there, not in Medina. Medina was cool and calm, no problem in Medina. And then they were routed completely and everyone was shouting, retreat, retreat, bago, doro, run, run. And overnight, the whole place was empty. But for about over 20 days to 30 days, they had to face this condition. Such condition that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam five namazes also became qaza. What a condition. Food, no food. Hey, if we just Ramzan, how we complain. And now it's winter rozas, all right, but summer rozas, how we complain. How many people break their rozas? They had stones fastened to their stomach. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up his kurta and showed, I got two stones fastened to my stomach. What was the condition? That is how you will be treated. We say that my eyes, I become weak. Anything, I'm weak. For shouting and screaming at the family, we're not weak. But for controlling the eyes, we are very weak. For namaz, we are weak. We can't get up for fajr. I'm very weak. But looking at other women, then see what strong eyes we are looking. And how we are focusing and we're seeing through that woman. And we're seeing every part of her body. Then we are not weak. So this is that iman has to be developed. Don't regard, I'm a big Sufi, I'm a big buzur. Where we have to get and we have to make this effort. And continuously, and this effort will come when we're doing it on ourselves. And one of the greatest, and that is one of the main reasons why Khilafat is given, not that you're worth something, but that you'll start telling others you'll come right. But if you don't even do that, how are you going to? We don't even invite somebody. We don't tell anyone about any good. How is it? That one resort was there by which you could change yourself. When you tell others, some sharam will come in you. But that also we're not doing. So this is how the Muslims were tested. Then Allahu Akbar. See how Allah is described in the surah. Islam started spreading. Spoils of war, booty of war started coming to Medina Sharif. The people's lives started changing also for the dunya wise better. More money was coming. The wives of Nabis, the wives, see the advice to the wives. Who the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr, the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh, who were these women? What great women. They just asked for a little bit extra in their allowance. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so upset that he went and stayed in the masjid for 1 month. He cut himself off. So the rumor started going around. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced his wives. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr became concerned. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So just this little bit. So Allah said, for especially those who are more closer, who can be more closer than the wives? Who could be closer than Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, than Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha? But don't you people also cause any harm. Also from here we realize that the person who is more closer, he must be more careful, and his hurt is more than other people. If your close person, like the president of the country, his right-hand man, if he turns against the president, if he does wrong, another person who is out of the country, an enemy, you get your army, you mobilize your army, you go and attack, you go and fight. But your own man right in you, with you, he causes hurt to you. So those people who are closer must be even more careful. So Allah Ta'ala said to the wives of, and then what a choice they were given. Either you choose Allah's Nabi, or if you want to, Allah's Nabi will give you your talaq. And you go and live your dunya's life. That again, it was a serious sign. But every wife openly and wholeheartedly said, we will live as we are living, but we will live with Allah's Nabi. Also here is a great lesson. That why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to set an example for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. And if we're going to fall into dunya, what will happen? So those people, especially who are more closer, who got khilafat, who the people look up as pious, righteous, they must be more careful of their actions. Because the other people take wrong lessons from there. So they have to be even more careful. The person who is an imam, the person who is an ustad, the person who is regarded as a pious, people look, and when you have made your outward appearance like that, now your actions also. You don't fall into luxury. The wives of Nabi, we can't reach that level. It's impossible. That even that small allowance, that also was not allowed for them. So, and they were given a choice. So from there we learn a very great lesson also. Then Allahu Akbar, what another lesson Allah brought, that Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a free person, but some oppressive person captured him and sold him as a slave. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought him. By birth he wasn't a slave, but this period of slavery, the blot of slavery had come upon him. Because this oppressive person took a free person who's not a slave and made him a slave. Sold him to Hazrat Khadija. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she gave him as a gift to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set him free and made him his adopted son. And then his name became famous, Zayd ibn Muhammad. But he was not Zayd ibn Muhammad. He was from somewhere else. But however, then Hazrat Hafsa, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala bint Jahash, she was the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They grew up together, extremely beautiful. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Zayd to Hazrat Hafsa, Zainab. But Hazrat Zainab was not happy. Neither was her brother happy for this marriage. Because Zayd was not that good looking. And Zainab radiallahu ta'ala was extremely beautiful. But then, here's another great lesson. Now, Allah Ta'ala says that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, follow what his desires. So then they suppress their desires. Today, who of us will do that? That we listen to our sheikh, we listen to our imam, we listen to our alim over and above our own desires. We will make what excuses. Another great lesson, this marriage didn't work out. So many times we say we took mashura, or we say we made istikhara. It doesn't mean that it has to work out. Allah's Nabi's advice, and Allah's Nabi proposed for Hazrat Zayd, and the marriage didn't work out. Anyway, when this was finished, then Allah Ta'ala, Allah in the heavens made this nikah. The only wife has this honor, that her nikah was made by Allah Ta'ala to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the biggest walima, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in those days, 300 people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited, made their walima. And also, what roti and meat, tarkari. He invited them and he made this walima. So anyway, so when this was done, it was a big talk in every house of Makkah. That look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't think that alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, what reverence, respect, honor we got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we understand. But in that environment, it wasn't like that. The munafiqeen, the kuffar, every house the talk, Muhammad got married to his own daughter-in-law. She wasn't his daughter-in-law. He was the adopted son, not his real son. But what talk? And then Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's command. The what iman Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, and he accepted it. And then the one teaching Allah wanted to teach, that don't call your adopted son and by your name, by who his real father is. And if you don't know that who the real father, make it known that this is not, I've just adopted this child. He's not my real child. So that was one thing Allah wanted to make known. Because all took your adopted child is your child, which is not the case. Allah wanted to clarify. And Allah in many other cases used the Sahaba for such things. Then, but yeah, Allah used this Nabi to clarify. And what criticism, what propaganda was made against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he didn't worry. That Allah's command, and he fulfilled it. So yeah, another lesson, that when things like this happen, don't speak bad about the elders. What we don't understand, today we just hear something somebody said, and we go against that person. And we talk evil about that person. This is another, that propaganda that comes. Allah will make such conditions to come also, to test the rest of the people. That now, what is your attitude going to be? What is your response going to be? So just imagine what a lesson Allah had given here. So today we hear something about some buzurgs, about some alim, and then we start. Also the buzurgs are like this, and the ulama of Dioban also are like this, and these people also. And on ordinary people who are not even small fries, who can't even read Quran Sharif, Makharij properly, and we giving fatwas of big, big ulama. And we are talking about them. What right have we got? And the environment today is a test for us. Today, with regard to great ulama, buzurgan deen, what talks are carrying on? So we have to be very careful. You just zip totally. What you cannot help comes in your heart, make tawbah istighfar. Don't bring. And some of us, it's our hobby, many places, to criticize the ulama. We are signing our death penalty. We are signing our consignment to Jahannam when we start criticizing the ulama, etc. Be very, very careful about this. So that what a great lesson Allah Ta'ala has given. And the solution again, Allah said, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. In all these contents, turn more towards zikr. Many places directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the ummah, Allah Ta'ala taught this lesson, that whenever problems come, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. You turn towards Allah's ibadat. But we turn to gossip. We turn to all this. And we enjoy reading also what has been written about ulama. And we enjoy the criticism. If we're not making it, we enjoy reading it. That this alim is criticized like that. That alim, these are very, very dangerous things. And it's not for us to go on to these things here at all. Then Allah Ta'ala again, Allahu Akbar, the name walima of Hazrat Zainab. People were invited. Allah gave adab. They don't go before time. Anyway, if you are invited, while the people are still preparing, 11 o'clock, they said you must come for the where lunch will be served, early lunch, or lunch after Zohar, nikah, 11 o'clock. You are there breakfast time already. Now they are busy with all their preparations. Don't go before time. Go at the appropriate time. And when you have finished eating, they have to clear up. They have to do that. Now people keep on sitting and lingering. So when this happened, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to tell them. But the sharam haya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, he couldn't speak. He stood up so that they can get a lesson. Few sahaba kept on sitting and talking. But they didn't take the hint. And then Allah sent the reveal. And Allah says, Inna Allah la yastahi min al-haq. Allah will tell the truth. Allah won't conceal it. My Nabi has got a lot of modesty, sharam, haya. He's not telling you people to leave. But I tell, فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيرٍ. Now I'm telling you, when you finish eating, now get up and go, please. Don't sit around here. You are causing inconvenience to my Nabi. So these people also would. So how much must we consider that we must not call the Sahaba, great, great people. And also take a lesson from here. It's not necessary for the Shaykh to tell you openly. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just stood up so they can get the, take the hint from the actions of your Shaykh, that what is causing him inconvenience. One Shaykh, the people were around him and he wanted to rest now. So one of his murids made out that Hazrat wants to take a rest. So he said, Hazrat, must I ask all to leave the room? He said, yes, and you also go and close the door behind you. He wanted to still stay. He would send all out, but he wanted to. We all think I'm very khas. I'm very special. So this, to understand the mizaj of the Shaykh, is extremely important. Your parents, Allah says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't even let frowns come on your face for them. Eh? Don't let them feel anything bad about you. How many of us, we fail in that totally? With your ustad has got a higher position spiritually than your father also. And your sheikh has even got a higher position. He's connecting you with Allah Ta'ala. These adab we don't fulfill. And then we wonder why we're not progressing. Why we not making strides in this path? I'm making my little ibadat and it's a big thing in my eyes. So I must be progressing tremendously. But we don't see how much we are destroying all that ibadat by this inconvenience. So this is another very great lesson which Allah Ta'ala had given with regard to that. And then Allah Ta'ala, after this ayat of send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala made it clear, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those who cause إِذَا تَكْلِيف to Allah and to His Rasul, لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah's curses upon those people. They are removed. And what does Allah's curses mean? Problems in your life now. Now you don't know whether you're coming or going. You say when problems come, it doesn't rain, it pours. This is not problems that are raining and pouring. It's coming from Allah Ta'ala. Because of وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينًا وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Even those who cause harm to the believing man and to the believing woman, don't cause harm to them also. بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُحْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. So great, great instructions are given in this surah. And the central theme of the whole surah is that don't cause any injury to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then how Allah ended the surah again, Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala made a example of Musa alayhi salam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la takunu kalladhina aadhu Musa. Don't become like those people who cause inconvenience, aziyat, taklif to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine Musa alayhi salam in our minds and heart, in our environment and in our, in the air. Great Nabi of Allah, greatest respect. But in his time, see how he was treated by his people. Like a majlis like this, they paid a prostitute and they told her, stand up in that majlis and say that my baby, Musa alayhi salam, is the father of this baby. He fathered this, how they treated, every Nabi was treated like that. Every Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The munafiqin should say that he's just all ears. You tell him anything, he just accepts. Allah Ta'ala warned them about that also. So every Isa alayhi salam, man of Allah, what a great man, who the Christians thought to be God. And according to the Christians, that he was crucified. The Jews, who were the arch enemies, and they according to them, that he was crucified. Allah picked him up, made another person look like Isa alayhi salam. They put him on the cross. But Allah took away Isa alayhi salam. What difficulties every Nabi had to go through. Like that, if you stand for the truth, the more you stand for the truth, the more you're going to get opposition. People will call you an extremist. And don't try and avoid it also. People will call you that you are a fundamentalist, you're an extremist, you are a terrorist, you are a Taliban, you are this. If you are on deen, the criticism will come. Every Nabi had to face it. And the person who's more closer to Allah, the more he will. And those people who want to be happy, make everyone happy. Fikulli wadi yahimun. Go to this person, make him happy. Go to that person, make him happy. Get praises from everyone. They got no value by Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula. So, and doesn't mean now intentionally was going to offend people and try and make yourself that I'm just hard like this. No, you carry on quietly in a humble way and in a soft way. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Anas, in spite of all this, see, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I never felt a palm that was more softer than the palm of Nabi, like silk. Ulama have written, this is an indication that the character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like silk. Silk is something you're comfortable, you enjoy it, how nice it is. To be what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like that. And like that, whoever are the true warithin of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama rabbani, always you'll find comfortable to be in their company. Their company is like silk. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I never smelled more sweet smelling perfume, atar, than that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sweeter than musk and amber. So what was that also? His character was like that. In his company, like when there's fragrance, there's perfume, you feel nice. Silk, how nice you feel. This was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in spite of being so firm on the one side, but he was like, character was, so don't be, have a nature that people spit us out. That this person here, everything halal, everything haram, jais, najais, just all the time, we are being hard and firm like this. That's not the way either also. When our guest who were here for the Mortimer from Iran, Mufti Qasim Saab and Maulana Ilyas Saab, so one sentence came on my tongue, which Mufti Qasim is a very great alim. He liked it very much, and I was surprised afterwards when he analyzed it, that what Allah made me speak. Their principal, Maulana Abdul Hamid, there in Zahidan. I said, he's a man who is firm on his principles. But he's broad in his heart. He takes everyone with him and moves forward. On his principles, he's a pakka Diobandi. I haven't seen really in practice. In words, we all say we are Diobandi. But many of us in our practice, we are like Salafis. We are like Bidatis in our words. We say we are Diobandis. But in practice to be a Diobandi, I've said that man I have seen. And then it can be university students, it can be girls, it can be the general public. He takes everyone with him. But he's firm on his principles. He doesn't move on his principle one bit. But he includes everyone with. This is a great, great quality. Really, if we can develop that. Be firm on what you are, but take everyone with you. People who are modernists, people who are far from deen. Also, don't be afraid. People will say, oh, you associate with these people. You remain firm. You be absolutely firm, but have place in your heart for the whole ummah. Those who are big sinners also have place. This is a sign of a big wali of Allah who has got a place for everyone in his heart. Not just shunning this person and shunning that person, condemning this person. No. This is the quality. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned about Musa alayhi salam and ended the surah that all this is an amanat. Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard wal-jibal. This amanat we presented on the heavens, the earth, the mountains. فَبَيْنَ أَيَّحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا. They said, Ya Allah, we cannot manage. Such a big amanat to live like this, to have this character, to be firm and yet not to waver, and yet not to cause injury, and don't show a holier-than-thou attitude. Not a big bossy and a big attitude like that. Humble you still remain. What an amanat. An amanat in every field. They said, we can. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Insan said, I'm ready. And this also, ulama explained, it was like the father tells the big son, do this work. The big son refuses. Young man, 18, 20 years, he's got a different attitude. I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. The 2-year-old boy, 5-year-old boy, daddy, I'll do it. He can't do it. Where is he going to do it? So how happy the... So insan, where the mountains couldn't do, the heavens and skies refused, insan in the love of Allah, that small boy in his father's love, he said, I'll do it. So in the love of Allah insan, so it comes in the hadith, Allah in his love for insan, Allah said, I'll help you. Like for example, you take your little 3-4 year old boy, you put him in your lap and you're driving, you enter the shops, you enter and buy. When you come home, he tells, mommy, I drove today. I drove the car. You just put him in your lap. Or that little child, you catch his hand and let him walk. He says, I walked. You helped him. Allah will help you. And then the proof of this, that we played out the proof. Not only that we had the proof written, played it out. لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ. Those who went in the wrong direction and didn't pick up this amanat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says we will punish them. And the believers, وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. On the right path, Allah says, I will forgive you. Those who are on the path to please Allah. So they are on that path, and on the way, they're going to make mistakes. Allah know. And Allah says, Allah will forgive them, and Allah is غَفُورُ Rahim. Allah will forgive you in great amounts. Like if you're on the right path, on the right road, you get a puncture, you take 1-2 hours, you fix it up, you ran out of petrol, 1-2 hours, you fixed it, got your petrol, you carried on again, and eventually, like in all good systems, there's somebody who comes from the back and see who are still on the road. Pick them up, help them, and take them. If you're on the right road, if you got stuck, you fixed yourself, you carried on. You ran out of petrol, you carried on. Otherwise, Allah, at the time of mort, you didn't reach your death, Allah will put you there. But if you're on the wrong road, no puncture, no, you didn't lose your petrol, not didn't nothing. You are going faster to the wrong destiny if you're on the wrong road. So we have to see we're on the right road, picking up this amanat of deen. Have that earnestness in us. This deen is an amanat for me. And this deen is not only for me, it's an amanat also that I must, a person who knows one ayat, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Even one little bit of deen, how much are we conveying to other people? How much are we, even our family, even our friends, what are we doing to convey the message to other people? So that is also an amanat. Not only that you yourself, you practice, but you are concerned of other people also. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand, it's a great, great, the whole Quran is so great. Message, let us be connected with Quran and see the message inshallah. And all this is on the website also. The whole tafsir of the surah is on the website also. We can go through it piece, 8-10 minutes a day. It has been done. And then take all these lessons, what great lessons Allah has given us. And the important thing is, comes into our lives inshallah. Abdullah, where are you? You also come, Abdullah. Mashallah. You are all from Java? Batang? Mashallah. Very briefly, Bayat is Sunnat. And what is Farad in Bayat is our Islah, our Reformation. That is important, eh? And just like we have some physical illness, we have sugar problem, we have migraine, we got some eczema, any problem, then we go to doctor. It's not for us to go to doctor. It's not for us to take medicine. Full permission. It's sunnah to do it, but it's not for us. So if we have spiritual problem, our eyes are not under control, we're getting too much anger, lazy in namaz or anything, it's all spiritual problem. To take that treatment is farz. Farz ayn for every person. Our physical problem, if we took treatment or we didn't take, but one day we'll die. If we went healthy, but we have to die. Unhealthy, we have to die. And when we die, that problem comes to an end now. No more migraine in the qabr, nobody gets migraine. And nobody will have eczema in the qabr or anything. That will come to an end. But the spiritual problem, if we didn't treat it, the problem will start in the qabr. From the time of mort, the problem will start, the punishment of it also. So this is for us. This is why we become bad. So if we take our treatment, inshallah, Allah will give us shifa, inshallah. And for that, as students, what you have to do is morning Yasin Sharif khatam, the zikr after Yasin Sharif. And then we make zikr there so much. And pay more attention to your studies. For students, that is more important. Pay more attention to your studies, inshallah. Give your hand. Put your hand. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the chishtiya, and the silsila of the naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the qadiriya, and the silsila of the suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakah of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. So now you follow South African tasawwuf, eh? Not Indonesian tasawwuf. Okay, Abdullah? Inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور و چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے, ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فیو اناؤنسمنٹس. فرسٹلی ول بی دا پروگرام آف حضرت مولانا عبد الحمید صاحب دام وبرکاتہ دس کمنگ یوم الخمیس اینڈ یوم الجمعہ ان شاء اللہ ان دا آفٹرنون آن یوم الخمیس تھرز ڈے آفٹرنون ان کراسبی 89 کیلیفورنیا اسٹریٹ دیر ول بی اے پروگرام ایٹ 3 o'clock. اوکے جی. اینڈ دین جی بالکل. اینڈ دا پروگرام ول بی پلیسڈ آن دا ان ویب سائٹ اینڈ ول بی پلیسڈ اپ آلسو ان دا مسجد سائٹس. So the brothers can take it from there and reach away on Friday, the from Juma till the evening. And on Thursday night, in Masjid al-Shifa in Mayfair. The after, inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling to Maputo the following week. Those brothers want to join, participate, they can inform Hazrat. And that is the following Friday, not this coming Friday, next week Friday, there will be an Islahi Jalsa in Maputo. So those brothers who want to go just for the Islahi Jalsa, Hazrat says it's possible also to go by vehicle. It's not very far, so a few brothers can get together and they can go for the weekend. It's a long weekend also, so the Friday, Saturday, they can go for the program. So humble request for the brothers to participate. Then regarding our new website. We have a new website and there is a form there, registration form. So we humbly request the brothers to fill in, so we have all the details. Many of Hazrat's bayans we have on audio and we want to put it onto the website, but we need somebody to go over each of these bayans and write a synopsis on them. So whoever is interested, inshallah, by means of the on the website, they should send us an email. They should send us a message that they are prepared to do so. Inshallah, we will contact them. Also, for the masajid, there are different masajid people are there. We are looking for responsible brothers to place, for example, the posters which are coming up every month, our Islahi Jalsa, the Madrasa Jalsa. So we've got some forms we have made regarding our names, masjid in our areas, and our cell phone and email details. So those brothers who are responsible, prepared to take the responsibility, I'm going to request you, inshallah, after the Zuhar Salah, outside, they can fill in the forms and give us the details, then inshallah, we will contact them in the future.
For the synopsis of the bayans, what I think, I'm not 100% sure, but only one brother from Pakistan has volunteered. Nobody from here has volunteered still.
5. Gee, there should be at least 50. Much more you should volunteer, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين